tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Senor Bollocks, good morning.
Good morning. Quick shout out to Hamish, the who's in a car.
Hamish in a car. There could be a lot of Hamishes this morning. And fair enough, too. A shout out to all Hamishes.
Yeah, shout out to all Hamishes.
What's the plural of Hamish? Hamishes.
Hamis.
Hamis. All right, Hamis.
Right, now, before I get into this, I've got a personal would you, Adam and Eve. I can't do a mocking laugh, but I'll try.
Oh, I can.
Tottenham 3, Chelsea 1, mocking laugh. There you go. I'd actually written it down.
Very real.
I'd written it down. Ha, 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 ha. See? Five ha's. Right, now. Welcome to my world. I'd actually done all my...
Can I just justify that you didn't in fact write that down? And
five ha's.
Ha, apostrophe ha, apostrophe ha, apostrophe comma. Ha, comma, 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 ha.
Brilliant. I'd actually done all my research and everything for this week, and then another story come up, which I'm going to talk about later. It's unbelievable. I want to talk about this thing. I don't know about it. The largest structure on the planet. They've just discovered it.
The largest structure on
the
Earth.
Planet.
Yes.
4,000 years old.
What?
4,000 years old, and it is the size of Great Britain.
Hang on, what?
It's the size of Great Britain. It's in northeastern Brazil and is the home to a single species, Cynotomys dyrus, one of the largest termites in the world.
It's a termite?
It's a termite thing. It's still
termite
in use.
Termite thing. Termite house. Termite.
Well, gaff. It's a huge gaff. Termite
it's
gaff.
It's as big as the United Kingdom.
Yes.
No, as big as England. As Great Britain.
No, Great Britain.
Tess, are you listening to this?
And it's. I'm surprised you didn't know about it and heard about this. It's...
What are you talking about?
There are no. They've discovered it, and it's quite sad. I'll tell you how they've sort of discovered it.
Do tell.
There is approximately 200 million termite mounds, and some of them are they're every 20 meters apart, and some of them are as high as 2.5 meters.
They've just discovered this. This is what's amazing about their planet. You know,
yes.
There's a lot of things. A lot of people have turned their back on certain parts of the planet. You know, I was looking at something the other day that was, you know, some clickbait thing of bits of the world that have never been explored.
Well, like that place in India when that geezer went over there who convert them or something, and they killed him.
I've been wanting to talk to you about that. Yeah. I've been fascinated by that and looking at the old footage from like the early 90s when they were there. And this tribe apparently been for 60,000 years. You know, civilization's been around for, what do we reckon, about 7?
Yeah.
By the book, you know.
Amazing. Anyway.
Amazing.
These 200 million termite mounds, they equate to 10 cubic k's of dirt.
Okay.
Or 2.5 cubic miles. It's an amazing discovery, but the reason they found it is really distressing. The area used to be covered with trees, and that's what the termites eat, and they've cleared them all for pasture.
Yeah, because that's awesome what they do.
So, double whammy for nature, I think. No food source for the termites, and loads more methane for the planet. Thank you, Brazil.
Well, I mean, is it Brazil or is it people purchasing the wood from Brazil?
Well,
yes. Caller's coming in with an important call. Go ahead, please, caller. You're assisting Rob's story, are you?
No.
Caller, no. So, are you there, caller? Come in, caller.
G'day. Normally, what I understand is that an ant nest has a queen ant, and then that
The correct word is quant, but yep.
And the quant will die, and then that nest will finish. But if you have two nests with two queens, and they interconnect, then one queen can die and the whole nest will still keep going.
Well, they actually haven't found the queen termite. They're looking for her boudoir, if that's what you call it. They still haven't found it yet.
Multiple.
Multiple, you say?
Yeah.
What about, so this is still a working mound.
It's still going. Some of it is 4,000 years old, which is just...
This is almost as old as humanity's civilization, apparently.
Yeah. It was made about the same time as the pyramids of Giza. not a well, geyser or geezer, whatever.
Geezer, you can say geezer differently. Thank you, caller. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Check it out. It's
terrifying. I mean, it's like a. Could you see it from space?
They can see it from space, and that's how they discovered it. It's always been there, obviously.
They're discovering a lot of stuff just under the surface.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of amazing sort of sonic things, thingamabobs that I can't recall.
Whatchamacallit
at the moment.
Thingamabobs.
But it's fantastic. Fantastic. I'm starting to really – I'm no flat earther. Don't get me wrong there. You should see some of the arguments for that. It's amazing. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I've actually been checking it out myself on YouTube.
But just because people are so passionate about it. Yeah. I prefer a Hollow Earth theory if I'm going to go down that track.
Arnie Sacknewson all the way.
Who's the guy that flew into it? The captain up in the 40s. Anyway, but there's that guy. And then, but amazing structures that have been on this earth. I am a big, the biggest story that, I'll let you get on to your next big story, and then I'm going to come back with one that it really shook me to my core. Didn't really shake me to my core, but it was interesting.
Okay, well, this one, I read it earlier Monday. Senior Research Associate Mark Stockel and Research Associate David Thaler of the University of Basel,
Senior
Switzerland.
Senior Research Associate Mark Stockel and...
Research Associate David Thaler.
David Thaler, Research Associate.
Of the University of Basel, Switzerland. They surveyed snippets of DNA that reside out of living cells of 5 million animals.
Oh. This is the story.
Is this your story?
This is the one.
See, we're connected.
Oh,
it's trippy, isn't it?
Have you heard this test?
No.
Are you ready for this?
Humans from 100,000 different species has deduced that we sprang from a single pair of adults after a catastrophic event approximately 100 to 200,000 years ago.
Whoa!
And also, 9 out of 10 animal species as well. So it's not just us.
So let's just recap. When you're on your way to school, just stroll in with this bit of knowledge. This tips everything all up the wonk, doesn't it?
Because it's
starting to get to. Can't you just see your average seething Christians going?
Well,
told you so.
This is what a lot of religious people are jumping up and down about it, but they're going no.
But the scientists are saying, and it's interesting that in that article too, they sort of said, look, we tried really hard to try and double check this because we didn't really want this to be the result.
But the only I was thinking about that. It's like interbreeding, isn't it? So if you started off with two people, and that I haven't got six toes.
Pardon?
I've met
someone with six toes in each foot.
Did you?
In India. Yeah.
Okay.
Not that makes a difference, but that's just happened to be where I met him.
Absolutely fantastic. So that's amazing. We both came up with the same one.
I know. Well, it's because
it's actually quite sweet.
It is,
but also
it means we both read the Herald.
No, mine wasn't in the Herald.
Oh, well, same.
Don't read the Herald.
No, that's a fascinating story too. And it means, it's basically saying that there's a thing about the story that gets me. Okay, if I'm right, my head's thinking right about this, right? Then there was a, let's say there was a
catastrophic
event.
The big flood.
Like a flood or just some radiation burst or, that means luckily.
There was just two people left. And
Bionic man and the bionic woman.
Yeah.
Just sort of got together and they were left around each other. Start, near enough to sort of say, I'm over here.
Yeah.
You know, like in that movie, like, call it over here, please, your thoughts. No? Oh, I don't have to reach over there and press that. Good morning.
You need to read a little deeper about that study, Stella.
Need to be a little bit what, sorry?
You need to read a little deeper about that study.
Please.
Don't trust the Herald. That's not the actual claims they made. What they're looking at is a particular type of DNA that shows very little variation within a certain species. So there's very little variation within humans.
But it's
the reason for that lack of variation is potentially due to some sort of a major catastrophe. But the other problem is there's absolutely no evidence for a major catrophe at that time.
This is what makes it so
it's
interesting.
All supposition.
Yeah, no,
it's
I agree.
All supposition is what's called mitochondrial DNA, which only gets inherited from your mother, right?
Yeah, I'd actually got that written down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't. It's not actually saying there are exactly two people, one man and one woman, and every person alive came from those two people. What they're saying is it came down to such a catastrophic effect that there was such a lack of people that that's why there's such a lack of variation in that type of DNA.
No, no, yeah, but, fair enough. But that's still saying that there was that had there not been that catastrophic event.
But there might not have been a catastrophic event. It might be because there is inherently a lack of variation in that type of DNA.
Yeah.
They're trying to justify that lack of variation with a supposition, and there's no evidence for the supposition.
Apart from the fact that there's over, did you say 5 million animals, animal species as well, that have that sort of...
Exactly. 100,000 different species.
Sorry, 100,000 different species of animal as well, that in the timeline, that this whole supposition, as you say, works for as well, you know?
Yeah, but that's exactly the point, is that just proves that there is actually just an inherent lack of variation in that DNA, and it's not due to any kind of catastrophic event. We could go back 100,000, 200,000, 5 million years and still see the same lack of variation.
So it's just the way that it's been set up then?
Yeah, set up is a difficult word. That's got some type of sort of a meaning behind it, but it's just the way it is with that particular type of DNA, the mitochondrial DNA. It's such a lack of variation that you can't look back any further than that particular time point, which is about 200,000 years ago. There's another hypothesis called mitochondrial Eve, which is another one you guys could maybe look at. And it's the same sort of idea because of this lack of variation in this type of DNA.
Thank you very much.
That's what I love about BFM listeners. They're so clever.
Smart on us.
I think at least I got the geezers' names right, so I'm happy with that.
Lovely. I was wary about it because I thought it was some sort of creationist.
Exactly.
Yeah, backdoor creationism.
Oh, code for something.
Hey, thank you, caller.
No worries, keep up the good work.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
Maybe someone's sea monster chain.